And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of Somebody Else's Podcast. So it's just me and Royal. We just chime in on some few things that happened in the past 2 weeks. And we want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving for you and yours as well. And yeah, some things that happened around the world. You know, got asteroids coming our way. There's been, mass killings in Michigan. Also, just two tragic passings, with Young Dolph and as well as, Virgil Abloh as well. We're going to get to those things as well. Yeah, no further ado, man. It's season 2, episode 3, man. Come on, listen to it.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of Simply Awesome Podcast, season 2. This is episode, 3?
Yeah, 3.
Something like that. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored.
Getting that money. That new money, huh?
Trying to, you know it. Trying to stay COVID-free, you see it. How you feeling, my friend?
Pretty good, you know what I'm saying? this year went by pretty fast, my friend.
Well, who you telling?
Man, I gotta go over some of the highlights from the Anchor app for this year with you. Back on bad sidebar note.
Okay. But,
it's been a great year for us. Many firsts. We're embarking on 1,000 plays. Going to be a tremendous mark once we finally reach it. Hopefully we can reach it by the end of this year, but if not, I know God willing, we'll hit it eventually. So, definitely been learning experience, humbling experience, definitely a lot of trial and error, man. And so far, man, we've made it. This far, we're going to keep on, persevering, man. Can you believe it?
Man, I cannot believe it.
It's like we're a staple now.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? With our mark, man.
We ain't going nowhere.
We're international, baby.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the space station.
Well, it's the space station, man. That kind of reminds me. I was watching something on YouTube about how they actually sleep in space.
Yeah, it's wild how they sleep. They strapped up to the daggone side of the daggone thing. Like, oh,
yeah, they got a, they're like a little harness. Like they sleeping like bats.
Yeah, it's like that little a little fair ride where they spin you around, like a little centrifuge, like that. But they actually sleep like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, oh my god, damn! And they said that you actually get no type of privacy, except for like. Unless, what is it? The thing was like, unless it's like a really extended stay where like the show then is kind of bigger or whatever.
You know, a bathroom, only time you get any type of privacy for real.
That's sick.
That's good.
I forgot how they had sex. Like, if they have sex on the show, but that's another story. But, yeah. Well, let's get to some topics. First, before we get to main topics, we want to send our prayers and condolences to the family of Young Dolph, who recently passed.
Yeah, he got laid to rest today.
Young Dolph, man, rest in peace. He was a tremendous rapper out of Memphis. Definitely a entrepreneur within hip hop space of really just. Being able to own his shit and make his, pretty much he was the one of the true artists to really do it independently.
Yeah. Man was an entrepreneur, father, husband, mentor. Just all around good person, man. And he supported black business in his city, man.
Yes, he did. He definitely was a pillar in the city, man. It's unfortunate that more people are, crazy that rappers are dying left and right from senseless violence, and it's coming in their own environment. I'm gonna put it where they grew up from.
Yeah, man. man. Like Boosie said, man, the people be in your hometown be hypnotized by hatred, man. Leave your, if you're big enough, man, leave your city, man. Do not stay in your city as a rapper. Do not stay in the city that you came from. Leave it.
But I don't know whether it's just that. Bro. I don't know whether it's just that simple, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I do think
I'll say if for everybody it's not. But if you're big enough, if you're big enough like Duff was, leave your city. Do not stay in your home city. There's no reason for you to. I'm not saying don't come back. I'm not saying don't visit, but don't stay there. Because we've seen plenty of rappers that were big enough that didn't leave. And that was the case. That's the point. Like, you have an opportunity to leave. Do not stay there.
Sure, but I mean, there's also nuances of like, hey, I'm getting out of here. But what about the rest of my family? What do they want to leave out of there? You know, some people just, you know, they choose to stay where they're at. You know what I'm saying? And
that's very true.
What are you gonna do? You wanna deny seeing your family?
No, I ain't saying that. You could do like what's his name? 600 Breezes in an interview on Blad TV said he been left. He comes back out a week at a time and visits his friends and family. Then he gone for months at a time. Like he's like, I'm not coming back here. I'll be here for a week and I'm gone because you ain't gonna catch me. And that's a smart thing to do. If you go back, stay for maybe a week, be a constant vigilant watch, then leave again.
Yeah, I mean, but I think more or less is just that these artists and, you know, these celebrities have to be aware of who they are, you know what I'm saying, at all times. Like granted, you might think it might be just like, oh, I'm just going here real quick, you know, but the reality of the situation is that you are who you are and you are a target, you know what I'm saying, no matter, you know what I'm saying, where you go. So, I mean, you always have to be vigilant and alert. And you always have to have that sense of, like, urgency of, oh, I can't be in this one spot for too long, no matter, you know, no matter where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. But,
Yeah, it's unfortunate situation. Prayers to him and his family.
Yeah,
I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying, how they're feeling. Because, you know what I'm saying, he was just on his way to just get cookies for his mother. And you think, and then, you know what I'm saying, next thing you know, the worst possible scenario happens.
Yeah, man. Hopefully people learn from this. Hopefully this is just a stop here because it was senseless violence for no reason, but it is what it is, man.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Also, we also had a most recent, you know, tragic passing, Virgil Abloh.
Yes, Virgil Abloh passed.
Definitely a creative within the fashion world, and also he's just so, you know, synonymous with hip hop. You know, his name was dropped in, you know, by a lot of, you know, different artists. Most notably, you know, Kanye West working closely with him, and you know, saying Virgil Abloh working with Louis Vuitton and creating, you know, his own brand, you know, Off-White, and creating a sense of streetwear and fashion that, you know, that really transcended he was a trendsetter, you know what I'm saying, and a creative, not only just with fashion, you know, even with art, just in general. Terrible, you know, tragic loss. You know, he just passed due to aggressive cancer. He kept it private under wraps. The family were the first people to actually release this passing, which is how, I guess, you know, how it should be, instead of, you know, tabloids and all that happening. I guess it's similar to what, you know, happened with Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace as well. It kind of left field, but, you know what I'm saying, when it's your time, it's your time. And clearly, you know, me and you, we already know. You know what I'm saying? We had somebody else, you know, close to us. You know, rest in peace, Q.
R.I.P. King.
Cancer as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure he just didn't want, you know, people to know exactly what he was going through, because, you know, it's kind of tough on other people, you know what I'm saying? Just knowing, you know, saying that you're not in the best of shape, and pretty much that, like, your physical body is just welding away, you know, kind of like, how Rose dies, essentially. And but, you know, pretty much just the giving on the news was done properly. You can chime in, bro.
Yeah, R.P. Virgil Abloh, he was a true fashion icon, designer, trailblazer, and a businessman, and a true artist. He was one of the first black entrepreneurs I know of that actually got his brand, like, Off-White super hot and licenses out, like Louis Vuitton and stuff does, where he owned the rights to his company, but he licensed it out to a bigger consortium where he held creative control, but they could do like t-shirts and stuff. They had to ask him to actually do it. Like, they were like, okay, make a lot of Off-White shoes, shirts, whatever. He had creative control over that, and after this again, he would actually get control back in the company. And he'd be able to license out to a bigger conglomerate after this. But again, mm-hmm. He didn't make it past this year. He was Kanye West, one of his good friends that actually went out to the fashion world, did what he was supposed to do. He was one of the first black creatives to be, creative director or lead designer for Louis Vuitton to do a campaign for them. I know Kanye did like a capsule, Pharrell did a capsule, but he was an actual like designer for the whole company of Louis Vuitton. Virgil he blazed a path that a lot of people you don't see a lot. You really don't see a lot of spots for young black people, male or female, in the fashion world. He did everything he set out to do and more as far as business was concerned. And his battle with cancer was very surprising, and he kept it personal. He kept it private, as you should, because it's a personal, private thing. And yeah, no one knew about it but his family, which is what you would want, because you don't want people saying you're the client. And like we saw with Chadwick Boseman, people making fun of him, like, oh, he messed up, or this or that. And no one knew he was battling cancer at that time. And yeah, man, it's a truly loss, a terrible loss for the world of design, art, and music right now.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Prayers to him and his family.
Yeah, that's his family, man.
He'll definitely be missed. He definitely was a pioneer as far as showing, you know, young black men and black, you know, black women that there's another lane other than, you know, picking sports and you know, other entertainment fields. This is another path of success, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In fashion.
All right, let's get into some more stuff, man. We have two things we get into about the supply chain right now, real quick. The first one is, if you haven't paid attention lately, maybe a couple of days ago or a week ago, there was found to be a hole in the wood, like a ditch in the woods, and I think, what to say, Alabama, and there were 400 plus packages just dumped there from FedEx. Which is crazy, because they released three articles about this. The first one said, oh, it's a ravine or a ditch or whatever full of packages. The second one said, oh, don't come here, because we got police here holding the packages. And they're doing an investigation right now to figure out who the hell was dropping these packages off from FedEx and was just throwing them in the woods. Because these were lost packages, I guess, report loss from people, because they didn't show up for weeks, you know, at that certain point of time. You can file a report with the police and the FedEx for your package. Like, oh no, we're doing an investigation, whatever. And your people packages was in the damn woods, just sitting there, getting rained on, have a bear's head on, or whatever else going on. Snakes crawling through there, spiders on there. And that was it. That's really crazy.
What the employees are just saying, like, you know, fuck it, I can't finish the day, I'm just gonna throw in the woods.
That's a theory. Are they interviewing people now to figure out how the packages got back there? Because these were packages that were supposed to be on the truck and delivered to people.
And well, that seems like you were like the damn near just stole away with gifts and just for themselves to probably sell it. Or...
Again, we don't know how long this was going on. It was 400 plus packages just sitting in the ditch.
Yeah, that doesn't just happen.
No, it don't. No, it was calculated. Somebody was doing it. Someone or someone's. We're doing this, and that's ridiculous.
Man. It definitely had to be multiple people, because that's fucking nuts. Mm-mm. But, yeah.
Hopefully they figure this out. Hopefully they figure this out. The second
you said
thing.
FedEx? You said FedEx, right?
Yeah, FedEx, man.
See, that's why I fuck with Amazon, yeah.
I talked to Joe earlier. He said that wasn't him, that was somebody else, because you know how he worked there, but you know he worked at. That Joe's like, yo, come on.
I would say Ty, but you know. No,
Ty ain't there. But the second thing that we got to talk about right now is logistics. If you've been paying attention to the podcast, we've been talking about this for a couple of months now. How the supply chains break down and this logistical nightmare right now out there in the world. We have ships that are sitting there with cargo just waiting, the holding pattern just waiting. We have lots of cargo containers sitting at ports, not being going through, things like that. We apparently there's a trucker shortage where things are getting picked up from the port across the country. If you've been paying attention, like we've been saying, buy your Christmas gifts and stuff early because there's shortages on a lot of shortages on things, which there is, like the shortages on like toys, dolls, things like that. They say it's gonna be a shortage on some other stuff. Yeah, so if you don't have your stuff, man, you might be shit out of luck getting it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody getting a PS5.
Yeah, the PS5s, they ain't coming, bro. They here. You might not get them shit.
PS5, well, you might get an Xbox. But...
No, you might get an S. You ain't getting no X.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if the store got an S. You ain't getting one. You ain't getting none in the store. You got to buy them shits online, too.
They still, it's been a year, bro. We still ain't got no chips.
Man, the chip show is going to be like 2023, 2024 for real. I'm being serious, you know, man. They ramping up production, but you only get so many chips on a wafer, so yeah.
Yeah, man. If y'all want any luck, man, granted, I got my PS5. That was way earlier in the year, but you might want to try Stack X, and hopefully it might give you a reasonable price, but don't expect any type of retail price.
Oh, no, you're not getting retail. You're going to at least pay like $700 to $900 for one, and that's on the low end. They going up to like $1,200 plus again, because of like last year they going up. So yeah, if you get one for about $600, $700, maybe $800, you might well snatch that shit up on the resale market, because retail is hard as hell to get.
Yeah, man. I mean, don't know, man. I got my PS5. Never know. I mean.
The bot snatching them up, bro. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's very, very unlikely to get one from retail.
If somebody wants to buy a PS5 for me, I'll sell it for a good $2,500.
Oh, you wildin', bro. You wildin'. $2,500. You wildin'.
Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. Instagram is hashtag copy. You know what I mean? And just, you know, hit me up and inquire. But yeah, I love my PS5.
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, we got one more thing about logistics and everything. We have the Kellogg strike that's going on right now.
I heard something about that. I looked at it. I didn't know it, like Kellogg.
We talked about this briefly, like I think a couple shows ago. We talked about it a couple of times, but we didn't go in depth in it. If you don't know, there is an ongoing Kellogg strike at the Kellogg factory with the make cereals and cookies and chips and shit like that. They even had the workers sit there working like 80 hours a week, standing, not getting no breaks, not getting no days off, just constantly working, damn near 24/7.
Sweatshop.
And the workers are on strike right now. And I think the company just got a judge to say they can hire other people to come in and work that are not, I guess they go get scams to come in and work for striking workers or whatever. But I think those people need to be paid for it. They need to better work conditions. You don't want to work, be forced to work overtime and stuff, all that, and not asked to, forced to say, "No, you fired me. Don't do this shit."
Yeah, that's real tough.
Like, no. Get these people right, man. Get these people right, man.
I know we love
Oh
cereal.
yeah, you might not be getting them Frosted Flakes cereal. Whatever on the shelf is on the shelf. Whatever on the shelf is on the shelf. You might not get no more extra little free Pebbles, Frosted Flakes, none of that stuff, man.
Dang. Dang, these companies like that, you gotta work. You're like, these shares gotta, you know what I mean? Gotta supply them. That's it. But nah, people have to be treated with respect. Like, you know, it's, and people, you know, I think the pandemic really showing people, know their worth, you know what I'm saying? The
I
value
even think
of
so.
their lives, and they're putting themselves first. And I think that's what, the strike is about. Just putting yourself first for once instead of putting a business first. And right now,
Yeah.
they're part of the business. Get what I'm saying,
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
bro? So, prayers for them. For
Yeah,
and
all the people get that, get what they're supposed to get, man.
yep. Hopefully, it gets resolved soon as possible. And
Yes, sir.
hopefully that both parties can come to an amicable agreement.
Agreement, all right, we have it's national news right now, and it's involving a girl, Rihanna, man.
Yeah, she
All right, for those of y'all that don't know, Barbados is finally becoming a republic. It's got rid of the get got rid of Queen Elizabeth II as their leader. They have a prime minister in place right now. Rihanna was honored by them when they finally declared their ex-independence, and not they don't have any ties to the British Empire right now. Rihanna was honored as a national hero in Barbados, an ambassador to Barbados. That's a very great honor. Yeah, shout out to Barbados, man, for getting their independence, man. Finally getting about the rule off the throne of the British, man.
Yeah, long
Shout out
over.
to Rihanna. Shout out to
Yeah.
Rihanna, man.
Yeah.
Living her life. Still ain't got no albums for like 5 years. We still ain't got no album, but she out there making wine and becoming a national hero and doing her Sam Jack Spencer thing with the underwear and all that other stuff, man. Bring the album out, Rihanna. Bring the album out.
Allegedly, she's gonna be bringing a baby out.
Man, until I see her people say something about that, I don't want to believe that rumor. That's a rumor, man. That's a rumor that's
Yeah,
not substantiated.
it's that you're right, but ain't looking too good. I don't know. When that smoke gets fired, bro, you know how that go.
Well, no, not always. Since she was allegedly been dropping the L for the last 3 years, and we heard not one single guess. So, no, that's not always
What
smoking fire.
making $1 million a day?
Hey,
Do you
man,
think
she got.
I'm dropping music anytime soon?
Look, man, she doing the makeup. She got everything else. Look,
You
man.
been busy making money.
Allegedly, the album was supposed to drop for the last 3 years, and we still ain't heard one single yet. So, no, I don't believe we're smoking fire.
Know, the
Not
next
all the time.
I'm gonna get is her greatest hits album.
You might be right. She might just drop. No, she might just drop a great. She might just drop one more album. Like, look, greatest
And
hits. There you go.
that's going to sell 1 million in a day.
Man, we might just get 2 hours from her. She's like, all right, I'm giving you this, and I'm giving you
She's
my
going to
dag
do
on
the greatest hits, and then she's going to
greatest
add
hits.
like two or three songs that she just did. Here you go.
That could work. That could work.
That
We'll
could
see.
work, though. That could work.
But shout out to Dagon Ron, shout out to Barbados, man.
Out there.
All right, let's see. Let's see. All right, let's go to some good news right now, man.
Yeah,
let's go to all right, we got two good news things right now. Two upcoming things that's happening soon. We got the Bone Thugs and 36 Mafia versus Tomorrow, which I was worried about looking forward to.
Juicy J gonna be in it, bro.
Don't yes, lie. It's no 36 without him, man.
You sure about this?
Yes, it's Juicy J and DJ Paul. That's 36 Mafia. Most of the time, they go to. I'm pretty sure they're gonna have Crunchy Black. They go ahead and probably LeChat and Gangsta Boo and all of our everybody else. But yeah, no, it's gonna be them. There are 36 Mafia. Those two most of the time with Crunchy Black.
I really don't
of course, Project Pat gonna be there. You know, he official one official member of the group. He's also Juicy J's big brother. So yeah.
Hey, bro, we better be turned up tomorrow, man.
Oh, yeah, Busy Bone said he will be there. I know if you've been busy, or you're a Bone Thugs fan, he's never been in none of the concerts, but he will be at the Versus. So, yeah, this should be very interesting to see, man. This is hip-hop history. It's going to be good to see. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, Roy, man, I know this is definitely a throwback for you, man. You're prime.
I love watching both of them. That's going to be great. The only thing is, it's going to be a crazy night, a crazy, crazy night, man.
You ever thought about the Versus, Roy?
What'd you say?
You ever thought about going to a Versus?
Going to one live? No.
Why not?
Never thought about doing it. Nah. I really don't. It never crossed my mind. It never crossed my mind. Nobody I wanted to see. I don't want to go to LA to go see anybody. So, no. Never crossed my mind.
Surprised you don't want to go to this one. Ain't Bone Thugs and Harmony your favorite?
They are my favorite groups of all time. Yes. But no, I do not want to go see them in LA. I've seen them like four times. Sans busy. And they were great every time. I've seen 36 Mafia twice. I've seen the Mafia 6 twice. Basically the same thing, but without Juicy J for the Mafia 6 and DJ Paul and the sons of the group members, which is great. But yeah, no, I really don't want to go see them. I didn't really want to go see them, though.
No. I don't know, man, bro.
It's going to be a good event. It's going to be a good event. Good fun. Legendary status. Yeah. The other upcoming event we got is the Javonte Davis fight on the 5th.
Yes, sir, man. Tank Davis.
Cannot wait to see that, man. I'm hopefully a man knock bro out, and it's gonna be over with fast.
Sir, man. Javonte Davis, Baltimore native, man. I really want him to get this win to really keep on increasing his superstar status. And that way, he can get an even bigger fight, bigger bag. It's always great, great to see, young people from Baltimore out here being successful. And
that man's a damn star.
And putting their energy into something positive,
Yes. The man is a boxing prodigy and a damn star.
Already, man. He's, what, 26, 27?
About that. But the man, he got the power. He go to weight classes, keep that power, keep that speed. He's just good, man. The man is just good.
Yeah, imagine.
Not to say anybody can't get beat, not to say that, but the man is, from the way he going, he seems damn near unstoppable.
He's the short man's Mike Tyson, man.
Like, the man one of the best pound-for-pound boxers out here, for real, for real.
Like, I literally never seen, like just look on TV, like, and just see one boxer just constantly just knocking out people left and right.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Like, he makes watching boxing very relevant, and it's definitely he provides the draw to people interested in watching boxing again, man. I think that's a tremendous thing. He's the reason why I will watch boxing, along We've seen a few oven fighters here and there. And, you know, other than that, you know, saying the market is basically dominated by MMA now. But but he brings back to the old days of where people want to say, oh, this fight coming on, you know the fight we're talking about boxing, but usually nowadays we're talking about
MMA, it's Bellator, or UFC, or World Fighting Championship. Most of the time, you talking about the fight coming on,
right? But when we talk about Tank, yeah, we want to see Tank.
He's a real pay per view draw. He's bringing the excitement back to boxing for real. Yeah, get to see, bro.
Right, because he'll actually fight.
Yeah,
not running around, not run away from nobody. He's actually throwing hands.
No, he's backing out. He's backing out.
Looking for kill shots. So shout out to that young man, and hope he comes up with the W Sunday.
Yes, sir. We have two local stories right now. One is, I don't know if you remember this, Alain, but there was a guy that a year or so ago that said there was a panhandler that killed his wife in the city. He was like, oh, no, my wife got killed by a panhandler. We was out at the restaurant. We stopped. And we was at a light, a panhandler killed them, whatever, and kind of find out he killed his ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, I figured, like, yeah, that didn't make sense. I figured, like, yeah, he probably...
And people like, they don't sound right, like, how the panhandler get to her and all that stuff. Well, dude fled to Mexico. The week of his trial was this week.
Oh. You know, that's a crazy thing. Not to make light of that situation, but it's a crazy thing that they denied bail to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of black people, right? Was this a white person? This is a
black guy. Remember him and his stepdaughter was on daughter was on the news. He was like, oh, my wife and the mother was gone, the panhandler killed them.
Well, I take that back, what you said.
This is a ridiculous story.
Well, my bad. Well, still in the same context, but except for putting the race part, how about we put it like celebrities? I say, you know, some celebrities are flight risks.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities are flight risks, yeah.
But a regular person apparently is clearly a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That is nuts. So pretty much, so he's in Mexico and they can't get him?
I think they're going to get his ass.
Can they?
Yeah, they got him extradited back to America.
Oh, that's how that works. What if he went to somewhere like Cuba?
No, they wouldn't get his ass. They have no extradition treaty. But yeah, no. Hopefully, he serves the jail time he deserves. Said he lied about a panhandler killing his wife when it was him or him and the daughter with him. And the daughter, him and the daughter covered up. We don't know if the daughter actually helped in killing the mother, but yeah, that's messed up.
That's unfortunate, man. Man, people, mental health is.
And again, this man is innocent until proven guilty, but it looked like he did it because he lied about that shit. But hey, we don't know. We wasn't there. We can't say if he's actually guilty. He's allegedly guilty. And that's crazy. He has been proven guilty in court. In the court of law.
I don't know. It don't look too good when you're trying to run away.
Yeah, it don't look good, but we can't say he's guilty because he hasn't been proven guilty in the court of law. He hasn't been convicted of anything technically.
Yeah, but this, of course, is
so we gotta say allegedly. We gotta say allegedly he did this. We don't know. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He looked good for it, but we don't know if he did or not. We gotta wait for the court case to go there.
True. Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. We got hot teeth.
He was innocent.
Don't look that innocent to me, but hey, again, he is a proof of guilty, man. We can hop over to the political news real quick. Let's see, Stacey Abrams is running for Georgia governor again, which I fully support. This woman did an amazing job as governor. Hopefully, she get back to it again and reelect her because she is not done wrong about Georgia residents at all.
True, man. All right. Shout out to Stacey Abrams, a strong black woman.
Yes, sir.
We need more strong black people in these positions of power, helping you know our communities, you know, to make a change, which we need.
We also have a famous doctor that's running for what was it, Senate? Dr. Oz running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, man. That's the snake oil salesman, man. He's a charlatan, a fraud. The man is an actual doctor. I'm not saying he's not an actual doctor, but the man is a snake oil salesman. He's focusing on mumbo jumbo and on bullshit, man.
Damn. You really like that. So what do you do to you?
If you pay attention to the show, I know it's supposed to be entertainment, but the man is not focused on actual medical treatments or that. Anything like that. He's just doing whatever snake oil he selling. Like, oh, this will cure this will cure that, and it's all bullshit, man.
Oh, wow. Listen, that heavily is Dr. Oz. I only see, like, interviews he does on, like, the Breakfast Club or, like, things where he dropped in more or less just talking about, like, personal, you know, how to stay fit, like, what foods to stay away from or what foods to you know, to use for your body.
That's just general advice. It's not like it's specified macro. It's like, okay, you supposed to eat healthy, whatever. Not like, oh, eat this specific food and this can help you with this or that can help with this. Generally, stay in, it's generally work out, eat good, healthy food, and don't overdo it with fatty foods. That's it. That's the general advice he's given. Which is shit. Most people that actually know that they will say, okay, that's general carb advice, and everybody should know the shit.
So, but you're saying for him, he's doing, you know, those tidbits, but he's also doing like his celebrity to sell off.
To sell, if you watch his show, he's using show to sell bullshit, paying the bullshit or whatever is the hot bullshit thing. That's what he's doing. Okay, I'm not saying that he doesn't believe in what he's saying when he's running for Senate right now, but from what we've seen of his TV show, nah.
Well, Royal has spoken.
And again, you can look up, I will look up his political views, everything he stands for, see what his actual political views are, and vote for that. But from the flim-flam he did on TV, nah. He wouldn't get my vote. But again, I don't want to influence anybody. Go look up his policies for yourself. Go look up his platform for yourself. See what his actual talking points are. And make sure you make the best performance as you can when you go and vote. So everybody saying, oh, I listen to Warren, blah, blah, blah. No. Go make an informed decision. Go look at the topic, go look at his platform. Make sure you agree or just or you agree with what he's saying if you want to vote for him. Don't just blindly say, oh no, I'm not voting for this man. No. You gotta be well informed voter.
100%. Roy, when you gonna run for office, man?
I'm not running for office.
Yes, you are.
I'll never open my life up to that scrutiny.
We're moving this podcast to the next level, and we need you to run for office.
I'll never open my life up to that type of scrutiny and digging and all that. That's too much.
We'll take all bribes and extortion.
Oh, no. I'll take no bribes. I can't be brought. And I don't want my life opened up to all that scrutiny and nitpicking and going back and forth and all that. No, I like to keep my private life private. Of course, I give the people what I give them on the semi-regular basis with this podcast and somewhat my posts and tweets or whatever, but it's just surface level stuff. I don't need my life opened up like that. It's just too much of a hassle to have that. Everything is scrutinized, who you go out with, who you don't go out with, what your views are, certain things. If you don't say anything, you're wrong. If you do say something, you're wrong. It's too much. Nah.
And
I don't want that.
Lame is trash. He don't want all his baby mothers views, and you know what I mean? Y'all know him. You know, he keep going back and forth to his new baby mother and his old baby mother. He ain't trying, you know what I mean?
Oh, you funny. Oh, you funny.
Even a piece of home, people. I mean, I guess you're wrong. I guess you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't have no baby mamas, but no, I don't like. I want my life torn apart, man.
Yeah, you don't want it torn apart. You don't want to, you know, too much child support. You know what I mean?
All right, out of here. We got
the money you want to get from the governor. Oh man,
we got three more things that we can roll, man.
All right, get to the next big topic.
All right, man, we got okay, let's go with this. Possible asteroid may hit Earth, may. Well, we know it's going to swing by Earth. We don't know what's going to do, whether it's going to hit, whether it's going to just rush past or whatever, or the 11th of December. There's a football field size asteroid hurling towards Earth right now. It's supposed to come near us. We don't know how close it's going to be on December 11th.
Near us, as in?
Near the Earth. Near the Earth. We don't know if it's going to just swing past, it's going to touch the atmosphere or what. We know it's going to be in our vicinity on the 11th of December.
If it's a football field, shouldn't it just technically just disintegrate as it's coming?
Bro, you know how big that is?
What, a football field?
That's big as shit.
A football field is... wait a minute, are you talking about like the... I'm not trying to
say. A rock the size of a football field. You know Raven Stadium,
right?
It's a big ass rock the size of Raven Stadium,
right?
Hurling towards the Earth,
right? I'm saying, but technically, shouldn't it disintegrate as it's
no?
Why not?
Because if you pay attention to stuff like that, you remember when that was the meteor asteroid hit Russia like a couple years ago, and it was a big piece that cracked out of smaller pieces, and you saw like looked like stars just falling, and it hit Russia like crazy.
This is about
maybe 5 years ago.
Kind of do, kind of don't remember.
It's about maybe about I want to say about 5 years ago, for the last 5 years.
Okay. What was the ripple effect?
Big ass craters, dude. Like it wasn't that huge, but it was a big piece of rock. Just felt miles and miles around. Like it was really crazy. I remember it being on the news like a ridiculous amount of time.
So put it like this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried should people be about that?
It's something to worry about, man. It's always something to worry about. Again, we don't know for sure whether it's going to skip past or whatever. I guess we're going to have more news about it next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just keep a lookout for it. Just keep a lookout for it, man.
Well, shit, press for us. Everybody.
Yeah, hopefully just slide past the Earth. It don't actually do nothing, man. Just slide past.
Hopefully it's like, you know what I mean? Hopefully we can spin move. You know what I'm saying? That one. I mean, but again, you know what I'm saying? This is real life, people. You know what I'm saying? Aliens, stuff like this exists. You know what I'm saying? As far as you know, in America, we don't necessarily, we've been living in an ivory tower when, you know, real life happens. So, you know, just because things are you know, seem okay, don't mean that they necessarily are. Clearly, even, you know, saying with the pandemic, which first time is really affecting us, you know, saying within this modern era.
We have two more things that we can roll, man.
All right, let's get it.
All right, let's see. We got the brand new COVID variant that was confirmed to be in LA, the Omicron variant, aka the Omarion variant online, man. I don't know why they go with a Futurama reference, because Omicron referred to Omicron Percy I-8, the planet where Lawrence from, one of the main alien force. But that's where I went to, but people was like, oh, it's the Omarion variant, which is also hilarious. Yeah, it's crazy. This is about the fifth variant we had of COVID-19.
Yeah, so my thing is, what variant, like, is this supposed to be super, super aggressive?
We just came about this. It's not good news to have another variant again. It's wild. It's really crazy that we literally have no variants. I'm like, okay, the last variant was crazy. We're just like, nah. Omicron, I'm like, when these variants gonna stop, man? Come on, you gotta stop. This ain't no damn NFTs. We just stop these damn variants, man.
It's like six or seven variants, man. It's like Oreo coming out with a new flavor every fucking 10 days. Real shit, man.
Oh, man, please take it.
Well, the vaccine, do you know what the vaccine will work against? It will work against the new variants, or is it like it don't matter?
Don't think so.
Damn.
This one is a variant of concern right now by the World Health Organization. I wouldn't be
On California anytime soon?
I'll be flying nowhere anytime soon, man. They stop at certain national flights. They stop at flights to South Africa, I want to say. I don't know if the vaccines actually go for this variant. I'm not sure. Because this is so brand new. I really don't know. No one knows. So apparently it's been found in South Africa, Botswana, the US, Belgium, Netherlands, Australia, Canada, UK, Italy, Israel, and Austria.
So seeing that you're saying the variants are like you talk to the different strands based on like with the scope.
And it's crazy because the first person that was found in L that was the first case in LA from November 22nd was someone that was fully vaccinated and they had a variant.
Wow.
And so we know the variants aren't covered by the vaccine because the vaccine only for the original version of COVID-19. And again, this person only had mild symptoms because they had the vaccine. So yeah, it's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, man. So people, please take our precautions, man. Still social distance as much as possible. Try, even though it's tough, try to be secluded yourself from people, from large crowds as much as possible. We don't know exactly the extent of how bad this really is, or
No, we don't right now.
how extreme that all this really can get. So for you, your safety and the safety of your loved ones, please protect yourself and please protect your fellow human fellow human brethren as well.
Yeah, man.
Because it's real. It's a real thing. And even though, saying even whether you feel like, saying people that have COVID, like, oh, they're gonna make it through. So just know that it's a serious situation. Like whoever gets COVID. So
Yeah.
just be vigilant, saying take care of yourself, take care of your body, make sure you're right, and saying take the necessary health precautions for you and yourself and your family. Yeah, bro. So, that being said, hey, we're going to the strip club, right?
Oh no, I ain't going nowhere, brother. I'm staying in the house like I've been, man.
Nah, man, we making that trip to Houston, dog.
Well, that's all you, brother. That's all you.
That's you. I know you scared, running to one of your baby mothers, but I promise we ain't gonna go to
Oh,
the
you crazy, crazy.
same. Hey, man. Next topic.
All right, last topic, man.
Last topic.
School shooting in Michigan, man.
Oh, man. Never tragedy, man. School shootings, they're never things you want to hear about. Especially when you send your kids to to go to a place of learning, and you're trusting, you know, the school and the teachers to make sure that your child, you know, comes home with you know more knowledge and comes back home, you know, whole as you left them, you know, in that care, and you know to have them be susceptible to things like that, man, it's just a crusher, because now their lives are changed forever, you know, forever, and you know, children didn't have a real chance to really live their life to the full extent. You know,
this guy, this suspect, Ethan Crumley, has been charged with one count of terrorism, causing death, 4 counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of assault with attempted murder, and 12 counts of possessing a firearm, commission of a felony. This little asshole, hopefully he gets the death penalty. He's being charged as an adult. He looks deranged in his arrest photo. I don't know what the hell he was thinking, man. These children are truly, truly sick individuals that do this. I don't understand what pushed this young man to do this, but it was all premeditated. He released a video apparently talking about, oh, I'm gonna shoot the whole school up dogs before he actually did it. It's just sad.
You know, it's really upsetting. I don't know. I don't know what more. I mean, how do we ramp up the security? You know, I mean, how do you? I mean, do they have metal detectors at school, or like what?
Matt, you can't stop these little assholes from knowing what they're going to do, man. These people are going to find a way to do whatever they're going to do, man. The only thing you could do is monitor your children, try to instill something, some actual good morals and values into your child, and lock your weapons up. Do not have your weapons laying about, because apparently a lot of these people that are letting their children have easy access to weapons that they shouldn't have access to, not locking their weapons away, not having any type of lock to put them in a safe or anything, and leaving them around all willy-nilly for no damn reason.
Right.
Which you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be a responsible weapon owner and lock your guns away. Have them in a safe, have a trigger on there, have a lock on there so it can't be easily accessed.
I mean, 100%. And
get your child the help they need. Do not let your child sit there and be like, oh, he's just going through a phase. Like, no, your child is depressed. Your child is acting very weird, and you're not paying attention to it. You're not paying attention to the signs, and your child is not going down the right path. And you're just like, oh, it's a phase. He'll get over it. No, they won't get over it. Some of these people are delusional assholes that want to do violent things that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, I think, and you know, some parents need to talk to their kids and monitor their kids, and sometimes it's more than just say, "How was your day?" No. Ask them what's actually going on in the class, like how are they interacting, you know, with their classmates? How are they interacting with their teachers? You know what I'm saying? And also, by that, you know, saying that the parents can listen to the student and figure out whether the school that they're going to is even the best fit for them, because ultimately you know, saying you're sending your child to go to a place of education to learn, and, you know, the extracurricular things as far as like attitudes and you know, things of that nature, if anything like that is conflicting with your child's ability to learn, then they need to be about their environment, whether they're causing disruption in the classroom or vice versa. And
Man, I know those parents that send their children to school, that send them to school for that, but please pay attention to your children. Please watch for the signs of your child being. It's not just a phase whatever they're going through. It's not just something you can ignore. You have to actually confront the problems that you and your child might have. Please take these things seriously. Don't just say, oh, it's a phase. Oh, we're going through something. No, it's not. Make sure to get the help they actually need, man.
Especially like getting bullied or, you know what I'm saying, picked on, whatever the case may be. Take each, you know, incident very serious because one incident can turn into another instance, and then who knows, ultimately end up with, you know, tragic situations like that.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So condolences to the family, man. Condolences to the family.
Condolences to the family. And
hopefully the shooter gets life in prison and doesn't get out, man. Because they don't deserve a second chance.
100%. They don't. 100%. I think definitely in crimes so heinous like that, man, it's some things you just can't, you know, come back from.
Okay.
And I just hope that the schools just also build a sense of community and be vigilant, talking about as far as like the workers and teachers and the staff, just in totality, try to.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of counseling, a lot of therapy needed, man.
A lot of counseling, a lot of therapy.
And none of this being said is to excuse this murderer's actions. We're not saying that their mental health is more important than anybody else's. They're not saying that this is an excuse for them to do these things.
Right.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying that you should pay attention to the signs, pay attention to your child, and make sure they get whatever help they need. Not saying that this person is mentally ill or anything like that. We don't know. We don't know the fact that case. All we know is you need to check on your kids, make sure they're safe, and watch for the signs, man.
Right.
Watch to make sure something's wrong. Something's right with your kids.
Right. Because, you know, so we don't want any, you know, scenarios and at the end of the day, you know, saying you don't want to send your kids to potential threats like this. You know what I'm saying?
Enough.
You know, you don't want to send them to environments. You know what I'm saying? You're at work, you're expecting for your child to be in school, get an education, not you know what I'm saying, be killed in cold murder. Bad situation. I feel bad for you know, saying all parties involved. You know, because now their family is ruined, and you know, what I'm saying now they have to deal with, you know, with media scrutiny and potentially losing their child for life.
Well, I don't feel sorry for the child that did it. I'm sorry for the parents. You raised a damn terrorist and a murderer. You did a terrible job as a parent. It's true. Well, I'm told a lie. I say you did a good job. You did a terrible job as a damn parent. A horrible job raising your child.
Well, essentially, yes. But, I mean, some things can be nuanced as well.
I'm not saying as I do us. I'm not saying they didn't do the best of their ability, but they did a horrible damn job. It turned out like this.
That's true. I mean, if it was no grading system, I guess they would get F.
Man, they get the damn triple Z. Fuck you, man.
Right. You said triple Z.
Triple Z, man. That's the worst grade you get, man. Fuck, I'm out of here. So damn F.
Well, that nigga's so morbid. Well, press for a
family. Man, prayers for the family, man. Prayers for those people that are actually, for the people that are actually shot that are still alive, they make it through, man.
Yeah. Please, no more school shootings, no more shootings and homicides here in the world, please. Hopefully we can just get to the point where people stop killing people and we can all live in peace and harmony.
Yeah, I don't see that, man. Get your child checked for that anger issue, man. If your child angry, get them checked for that anger issue, man.
Yeah.
Anger is not a good emotion to have, man. It's okay to be angry, but don't let it fester. Don't let it sit and boil for your spirit, man. Don't let your child sit there and be angry, like, oh, they're just angry. No, let them have a healthy outlet. Let them talk to somebody that would do some type of physical sport, some interaction, something, get the anger out of them, because anger is not a good emotion to have.
Yeah, it just makes
it clouds your judgment, and it makes you very susceptible to your baser emotions.
Make sure your children are social, and not just via social media, but being active and actually getting to know people and
your personal interactions, man.
Personal interactions, and try to, you know, get them to actually relate and understand how people are.
Yeah.
I'm saying group settings and stuff like that. It's a lot, but you know, saying it doesn't take, it's not all gonna happen in a day, you know, it's a gradual type of thing. But you have to be very active and consistent. It's all about being consistent.
Yes, being it is.
It's all about consistency, being hands on. You know, the more you let things, you know, skirt around and, you know, saying beat around the bush, the more that, you know, resentment can build up, or just, you know, never know, they can be very depressed or start doing, you know a whole bunch of, you know, crazy just from you being like you were said, you know, negligent essentially.
Yeah, man, negligence is not an excuse, man.
It's not an excuse. It's an enabler.
But, all right, well, that's it for the podcast, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Simply Awesome Podcast. Thank you for international viewers. Thank y'all for coming, watching, listening, subscribing, liking. Shout out to the space stations. Shout out to Australia. Shout out to Ireland, man. Sudan? Sudan and Niger for actually checking in, man.
Yes, sir. Come on, close it out for us, bro. All
right. Thanks for listening to the Simply Awesome Podcast. We'll be back again, man. That's it.
Deuces.